You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray her. Then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show. I'm so thankful you joined us today. I appreciate each one of you who is part of our friendship and our family when you tune into this show. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we are blessed to have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Would you please introduce yourself?
I'm Dwayne Brayboy, and my Tuscarora name is Runaguache, and I'm at Prospect Longhouse and Prospect Community in Robeson County, North Carolina.
Welcome. I can't tell you. Words cannot express my gratitude for you being here with us today.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. It always is. It's always a great time talking to you.
You're such a blessing. In our cultures, our wonderful cultures, stories are particularly sacred and important. Why?
I believe that stories impart our traditional values down to the next generation. And they remind the adults of the same thing, that reinforces our values, our worldviews. It's so important, our stories. They're just as important as teaching children any other aspect of our cultures.
That is beautifully said. You know, sometimes I think the biggest difference between indigenous people and the mainstream culture is when you ask the mainstream culture a question, they give you an answer. How are you today? Oh, fine. But when you ask indigenous folks, we give you a story. We tell you something about our lives. Is that a way to connect with one another?
I do believe it is. We can relate to each other this way. You know, I think that we tell stories and, you know, in our language, there's one of the elders in New York, Rayetus. He's passed away now. But he used to always say, you've got to tell it in a story, because sometimes in our language, we, like in English, we have words that are very similar, like, or even homophones.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have that. And so context in our language means so much. And so I pass that on to people who I teach and say, you've got to tell it in a story. That way people can understand you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And because that explains so much. It explains why film, for example, is so powerful. Or, you know, we can often relate things that we're going through to a story that someone else tells. You know, when someone shares
songs.
Yes, right. You're right.
Yeah, songs are little stories.
That's beautiful. I love that. I do. I really love that, especially as a songwriter. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, you would know. Yes.
Oh, that's gorgeous. And so what is the
power? They're...
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
What is the power?
No, go right ahead. These songs are little stories. Tell us how so.
Yes, they are just little stories. I think that's why some people relate so strongly to certain songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. You know, your family is like, you know, oh, that's my song.
Right.
There's something in there, in that song, that speaks to them, you know? And it's just the same with our stories, you know? There's the the base of the story. It could be the way the story's told, the flowery language that may be used. But there's always something that I think people tend to gravitate towards certain stories more so than others, you know, not just for the content. It could be the way that it's just presented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how beautiful.
And you present your stories so well.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm very
grateful. There are great stories in your music.
I'm very thankful to the Creator who gives me the stories and the words and the songs. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot to me, especially coming from you. Your thoughtfulness and your insightfulness into this is very precious because I think we're living in a time where some of the disconnect and the divide might be because everyone's sharing different stories, or they're not sharing their stories, or they're only sharing their stories with a particular group of people and never hearing another side of it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I do think that people do need a variety of aspects. If I'm following you, and I'm sorry if I'm not,
you are.
But I think I am. People need to see different aspects of the same topic sometimes to get a full picture of it. And stories can relate those sorts of different views and perspectives of a given situation that just resonates with people, you know, because, you know, like I always say, the truth just sounds different, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And and I think that sometimes, you know, people hear truth in a story and it will resonate with them like, oh, you know, I've been thinking of this another way for so long, and now I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So can stories be used as tools to unify and connect us to one another, even if we are, you know, different?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, depending on what the story is, they do have the power to unify people. I was just talking with a Mohawk friend last night about this very topic and how it is that it seems that at this point in time, we've lost so many of our native musicians. And recently, Joanne Shenandoah. And then those musicians who are no longer with us, then there are those who are with us, but, you know, they're elders now, you know, and no longer recording. And so I was saying that, you know, we really need this in our cultures. You know, there are Native musicians who tell these wonderful stories who are not from my nation in particular. You know, I have a CD of Irene Bedard telling Inupiat stories. I love this CD, especially in the wintertime, because, you know, this is our storytelling season.
That's right.
Yes, and especially at this time, I love to put in that Irene Bedard CD and listen to these Inupiat stories. They're wonderful. I mean, they're not from my culture. We don't have bowhead whales here where Tuscaloras are. But I love hearing her stories about her people and the bowhead whale. You know, it's so interesting. But yes, there's always a common thread that seems to resonate and unify people. You know, I think that everyone can get together around a good song. I mean, good songs, whether they're native or contemporary, mainstream, you know, can unite people.
Yes.
You know, and there is power, there is real power in music like that, and therefore stories.
Oh, so well said. Thank you for that, because it is storytelling season. I'm always amazed sometimes at how it takes these so-called experts many years to figure out what we already knew as Indigenous people. They talk about toddlers, and that one of the best ways to teach your toddler anything is to tell them a very small story about it. And yes, even if you use a stuffed animal, you know, or even if you tell them about, oh, you know, one time I stood on that stool and it was too high for me and I almost fell. And you can just see in their eyes, oh, okay, as opposed to get down from there, you know.
Right.
Even when we tell one another our stories, I really believe that when we tell our stories, someone is listening and it will help them. It will save their life. It will change things for them. And since this is storytelling season, and a wonderful, wonderful season it is, I'm going to ask you to share some of your stories with us. And I want to share with our friends who are listening a story I wrote for Dwayne Brayboy. And it was published in a magazine a little while back. And I just want to share it with our friends who may not have seen it in Whisper and Thunder. Thanksgiving Address, a gift poem, a story for Dwayne Brayboy. I met the Christ on the road to Emmaus, or the powwow trail, whichever one you call it. He acted as if he would walk right past. When I caught up, he laughed. Good old native humor. I met him again at a smoke dance. His feet flew faster than everyone there, which is really saying something when you consider his wounds. When I asked, he answered, walking on water is a traditional dance. I saw the Christ in front of a food pantry, multiplying two-piece fish dinners, the good kind, in brown paper and twine. When I asked him if he still heals, he replied, come and dine. I spotted him down home on the shores of the river, roasting fresh fish and toasting thick bread. When I told him I'm vegan, I remember, he said. He pressed corn and beans into dumplings instead. I sighted the Christ another day, over by the jail, praying for protesters and posting activist bail. When I inquired why, he looked right into me, said, I meant what I said about setting folks free. I found him surrounded by the seventh generation, cradle boards, tiny tots, the smallest moccasins, laughing that babbling brook kind of laughter. When I joined in, the Christ smiled too. You know, son, I'm tribal, just like you. I wrote that poem as a story, as a gift for my beloved Dwayne Brayboy, who means so much to our lives and our family. And I just wanted to share it with all of you. And now I would ask you, sir, if you would honor us, loved one, with stories from your own culture.
Well, two things. First, I'm sitting here wondering how long can a moment like this belong to somebody like me whenever. First, I was honored by this wonderful, wonderful story that you had written for me, and then to have it read aloud for the world to hear. What an honor. Oh, thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. Yes, that is quite an honor to be remembered that way. The other thing is that I was thinking to share is that years ago I was talking to a Catawba friend, and we were talking about storytelling season, and she said the Catawbas have an old belief that because wintertime and the fall, you know, the cold months are storytelling season, and that if people told stories in the hot months as if it were storytelling season, that snakes would lie in wait for them along the path.
Oh.
And get them, you know, like when they go down the path, you know, for telling stories out of season.
How powerful.
Yes, I thought that was very, very interesting. That's always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always thought of my Catawba friends and think, you know, oh, okay, I'm not going to settle down in the summertime and gather everyone around for a storytelling session.
Right. Very wise.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, one story I was thinking to share that I could probably share here from my people is it's a short story, and maybe I have time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, maybe.
Of course, you have many minutes, all the minutes you would like to have. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. This one is called Hatiraise Terudakras. That's the special frog. This is a story about the special frog. Iji digahawi, wahret hak hagenige rudakras ha, rutnetwagi hak tiraise da arageg. Once upon a time, there was a little frog who wanted to be something special. Hesne, bijusen harudakras watrane naye, wat not nagahri parawadiahne han rutnetwagi hak tiraise da arageg. So every day the frog prayed to Creator and wished he could be special. Harudakras wahrastratnis uhitnagis disne watranityas hastakwi hage hatne negagu nehatnya stakwi urikya. The frog sat in the field and watched the eagles flying high upon the winds. Wahrehre Dawito rihwe gwis ii akkwani akkwadnis hak gwit stakwia. He said, why can't I be as beautiful as an eagle? Wat not nahru yet harawadiahne are ahragwani tirayasita aragig. He asked the Creator if he could be special. Harawadiahne nahri. The Creator answered and said, I shall give you the color of the sun. The frog was very pleased, thinking that the sun is powerful, beautiful, and special too. Ha'une nayuse, wahrafrifnuri, disne, wahrakke, ujit guahne, gwe ha'hite, twahrathugutne. The next day he awoke and saw that he had become yellow like the sun. Gatne. He was so happy. Guskahne nahe'ui nariyeyesutne gwi'i'i wahrehrehre. There is no one else who looks like me, he exclaimed. Gatne tigyesete he'i. I am so special. Watrakyakchak uhitnagif disne raweru disne ra'nerut. He jumped through the fields and swam in the pond with his friends. Harudakras wahra rihuquat, wat gayet natgahrik ha ru neru ge hatne hanne gatne tirayesita. The frog bragged to his friends that he was very special. Sachi haravadiahne, wat naatne hahite tirathugutne, for the Creator gave him the color of the sun. Sehes haudakras wahrasquatke hanne weyuhre yuchatnus tirayasite arage. Nevertheless, the frog noticed what hard work it is to be special. Iska Wahragwani Ahratni Suhre Isne Garake Ratnegwathak Harud Havruet Nwakgan. He couldn't hide and was always running from his enemies. Raweru Watnat Nahru Yet Rawadiahne Are Ahragwani Uhere Nefarathu Gutneg. He asked the creator if he could be changed back to the green color. Rawadiahne Wahrefre I Gwis Akgwani Uhere Neegathu Gwakneti Sifru Staawita Yurihuwane Weharihetia. The creator said, I cannot change your color back to green until you've learned an important lesson. Weyuhre Rut Digehraxhafa Harudakras. The frog was very sad. Wat tragyatchat uherukwa gif disne wat tranityats hat jitne ge hotne urikya. He jumped through the grass and looked at the birds on the wind. Nikwe wahrake yaweriyu hat snageha digariyut nagya. He also saw many land animals. Twen hat Yawahed wat tragetjaf isteha wahrufrihetia. Each time he jumped, he learned a little more. Unahesne raweru wat kayet natke ha ru nerutge hatne hat nat heui rudakraske hatne negagut kya. He then saw his friends, the other frogs, jumping and swimming. Within his own mind, he pondered. I was truly special when I was green, for I could live in two worlds. I could live as a land animal and also as a water animal. Atukya hesne nahraskene naye twahru digehrutne raweruha. At this time he became at peace with himself. Hachwankya jawahed wat tragetjak wat tru nyesaget nati. The next time he jumped, his appearance was changed. Chwankya weuhere rudakras. Quahrayasutne Gatne Kirayasita Duwatne. Once again his appearance became like that of a green frog who was special after all. Yutnuk, the end.
Shmummy, that is awesome. Oh Mado, that is gorgeous and so sacred. I'm actually wiping tears from my eyes because it's so beautiful to hear your language. Especially when we think of all that all of our indigenous people have gone through to try to take our languages from us and keep them from us. And yet here you have just taught us something in this beautiful story, and we have the privilege of hearing your language live. It's just amazing, and I'm so thankful that you shared it with us. When we come back from commercial, I hope that you will share another story with us, maybe two more stories with us, or give us another way and another opportunity to hear your language some more. It is amazing, and so are you. We've got to pay a few bills with our commercials. We thank our sponsors for making this show possible, and then we'll be right back with more storytelling season.
Cheers, and save her. Better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard. They never look back once the war forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here. It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dog's supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward, doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's gonna freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Storytelling season. What a wonderful time. What a blessed time. And I can't think of anyone in the whole wide world I'd rather share this special season with than our guest today. Will you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora enrolled at Prospect Longhouse in Robeson County, North Carolina. I'm Bear Clan, and I'm honored and glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so thankful for you, and I want to say that so the whole wide world can say it, can hear me say it, that I love you. I thank the Creator for you every day, and I am so grateful, grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you also, always.
We love your stories. We love your language. We love you, and we'd love to hear more. Will you share stories with us?
I will. I will do that. I'm thinking of what other story I might share. And maybe the one about the dancing stars.
Oh, stars are my favorite thing in the sky. You know how baby feels about stars, so we'd love to hear about stars.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This is about the dancing stars, then. I'm sorry, excuse me, taking a drink before I get started.
Ooh, that's going to be a good story, then. I can't wait. I'm excited about that. Our word for stars is noquish. And
noquish,
and stars are very, very sacred to us, incredibly so, because since the sun and moon are separated, they are lonely for each other, and so stars are their way of texting one another.
Yes, beautiful, and that's a beautiful word.
Love letters.
Yes, that is a beautiful word. What a beautiful language your people have. It is. It's just a beautiful language.
I'm thankful, very, very thankful, and I'm thankful you're going to share the dancing stars with us today.
Yes, okay. Ha yu nisirarawe nagayetkwa, the dancing stars. Yeah, yu nisera is our word for stars. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Onehaa ganyukenige upne chwen upnafe isne ha urichia chwen urichiafe. Long ago, when the earth was still new and the sky was still new. Wagayitak hakenige jatnak igayake gayitke gayit nihahe. There were seven little brothers. Gagawethrehe Agayet Tag Disne Nagayitkwag Ushasna gift Disne Hewitu Yahwakayed. They loved to play and dance in the forest and wherever they went. Twen ha digayake garake hetu yahwakayed. All of the brothers always went there together in a group. Twasitnad haone wa uthu'a what by gakia ha ushasne hes isagayesku. One evening at twilight they left the forest to head home. Negaguta hake hatnia hagague ganisas juyeratne. They were walking along towards their longhouse. Ganyu wakaguhishe sakahne. Negayu rihwake we yufre ininawad. When they heard the sound of someone singing coming from afar in the distance, Genige urihwite gwis gunigwit not heui urihwe ha nediare wakaguhishe. The song was not like any song they had ever heard before. Haja na tiga yetke katne fagagu tige hritne ha urihwakia ha tiga ye rakwas. The seven brothers completely forgot about going home. Hanne ha tiga ya tanure disne ha tiwahreniti hakinigen urihwetete ui. Such was the beauty and otherworldly mystery of this particular song as it strangely went along. Instead, they danced off into the direction of the song. Ganyu negayitkwa gagaweru gayise. The chihen garu hagagasne yutne ehatnye. As the little boys danced, their feet seemed to grow lighter. Twa gahwehne wat nawesnadye. Suddenly, night came. Unahesne ha afetnye ha igas. Nayese nagutkat. Disne eru agaguhutragiv hakayetke. Then the moon lit up at night. The moon, it lit up the night. And in her moonlight, the brothers, wakayegwani agayetke ha nyushanye. Disne ha negayedagyas gague. They were able to see the forest and the great long houses of their people. They were able to see their long houses splayed out on the ground below them. They saw that they were dancing right up in the sky. Iste nastakwi watkayetkwag disne iste duragareti yutne ehatnye haurihwite. Higher and higher they danced, and the song grew louder. Chwen iste nastakwi watkayetkwag ha gayetni haha. Still higher the boys danced. Disne twain ise duragarati disne ise digayut tanure yutne ehatnye ha urihwite. And the song grew louder and sweeter still. Ganet nagyad wat nye rihwakf ha yuit tarutne. I came here, sang the sweet voice. Set chiganige rad. Duraj wahragwat nadihak. Disne une wakayestanure urihyagir. For a hunter pursued me, and now I am lost in the sky. Uchat une ishwit u unit nagir. Hat fwawe yuhnadawed. Yahwethayet unit nahrare. But sleep now in your warm dark cave. Igyat gweni tiarad, dire gane urisha gave. I will watch over you here in the sky. Unahesna ha kayitke, wat kayeke, genige kahischi, uchi hrihui. Then the brothers saw a great black bear. Yat swathui, ut nisere, yut swithayitne, disne uchnyadiste, yagut nyeha. She had a long tail made of stars, and she wore a necklace. Disne nikwe uquiste, yagut nyeha. Uhariage, dujatnet, uduste, yagu, stepdiage. And belt made of white and shining clamshells. Yutniseragatne, dutniskanehatnet, paket dietjeste, disnet neque hatjeste, usukwage. Stars twinkled at her nose, and also her toes. Disne neque ha uduse. Yujis ku ne hatnye. Gwent ha dutniseraratye. And the clamshells, too, sparkled like bright stars. Eru hekye ha neagu rihwage. Ha urihwete hane ha gayet nihaha wa gagu hishet. It was she who was singing the lullaby to the boys. Disne yahwat kayet kwag is et nuske ha eru yahwat kayesagat nehete. And they danced closer to her. We yuhre kayetanure ha ujihre ui aguhrihawe. Disne wat kayet kwag tot utiadi. The great bear's lullaby was beautiful, and they danced a long time to it. Onasahas, gagut nethwagihak, igayet gyashu, sechi we yufre yuthate. But at last they wanted to go home, for it was very late. Uchat iska, fa gayet gyahraha, hatiyu. But they did not remember the way. Wakayet nehrahyehne, ha afetnyeha igas, agayet na nehruthak, gagaweru. They begged the moon to show them. Ha diyut, if agayet gut jeni, ha gaguwe, ganisat. How to find their longhouse again. Sahas ha afetnyeha igas ut at wa igyashe. Isne wa aihe. However, the moon only smiled and said, Une gene hake di watut nane swat nutne. This is your home now, my children. I isne ha yupni serarawe. Wat gya kwane herete. The stars and I welcome you. Sechi yagwit na nestha nagyawahnetyat ha une neswatkwa. For we enjoy watching you dance. Bisne ha gayet nihaha chwen negayet kwahak bisne watkagut nehatne. And the boys went on dancing, and they were amazed. Ganyu watkaye squatke hane iska watkaye nehre. When they found that they did not grow tired at all. Iste duragarati disne. Iste digaya tanure yu ne ehatnye ha ujihre aguhrihwe wawe. The bear's song grew louder and sweeter. Ut desnacht, hat tat neyeyat dihatnye ha gayet ni ha ha yut ni sarara nya wa awet frih na yet. Behind each boy, a bright star grew. Disne ta afet nye ha igas wa a yasque ha gagaweru gagut guatrawe. And the moon smiled at their dance. Una hesne ha ta'aweru rasne utnisere ratnihaha wahrusehayet. Then the smallest boy heard, sa'ahne agagutwetaweha we yuhreine nawad. Someone's tiny voice coming from afar. Sa'ahne watnietfna. Someone was crying and calling his name. Danyu ha uchihre neago rihwake ha kayetke kayeshe ha wa uragatne danyu negayitkwa. When the bear sang, the brother's feet made noises as they were dancing. Sehas hari ratni haha watratetnana disne sahruhishe ha henike ine aguetawe. Nevertheless, the boy listened and he again heard the person's distant voice. Gehwehewe tahraine yas genige uwite de sechi hane ha ruhe aguetawe urihuiu. Soon he recognized the voice because it was definitely his mother's voice. Ha ta'aweru raste haratni haha wahra afa wahrareru ha justure ha dihruguanie. The smallest boy began to run as fast as he could. Ha yutni serarawe hane ruyehne wahati genige yut. You jisnuk gotne. Uhatte, uhat getne. The bright star he was wearing making a shining trail behind him. Ichad, ichad. Wat kai hraf e. Haruwe kaitke disne ha afet nye ha igas. Come back, cried his brothers and the moon. Uchat ha ratni haha ere yahwat tirathugatne. But the little boy raced away from them. Idakif watratnet wahratnakutenigistakwita unit yichtkwake. Down he flew past the eagle's nest. Wahranitgut ha you niswatnet. Iste, nuske ha ufne wahetne. Past the clouds and closer to the earth. Afe hane ru'e aguwetawe ise duragarati yutne ehatne. After a time, the sound of his mother's voice grew louder and louder. Afe hane wahragwani arietnatke haeru. After a time, he could see her. Ka use wa ekwani ra ehne. She could almost touch his hand. Unhesne nahranes jihwage afnakya. Then he touched the earth. Utad hake nahrachnet iska ratni haha hetu arehretna. But when he landed, there was no boy. But where he landed, there was no boy. Uchat durahre hetu gweha diwutne hane nagat nishere wedias kanyu gagifrugs haufne. There was only a hole, like the kind of a falling star when it strikes the earth. Ru'e ise twa esna kanyu wa ake ha. Nahrat nisere, his mother cried still harder when she saw the falling star. Unahesne eru stakwi, wa itkahtu Then he looked up and saw Ha na he ui agu nwa we gayit ni ha ha ne gayit kwa urihya ge. Her other buoys dancing in the sky. Het tu yethwe rinihat ha ehrehrehe. Stay there, she called to them. Ganyu ha ujihre ui neagu rihwage. As the great bear was singing, Setchi iska aryagu nethwegihak gagaweru nikwe. For she did not want them to fall too. Wa gaguhishen dat wa aihre ganyu ere yahwa gayet guahnak is e nastakwi urihyage. They heard what she said, and they danced far away and higher in the sky. What gaiyre pes agayet neshu eru ha hanne agayet not nweshara. And they nodded their heads to show that they would obey. Gagu e wat nyesnara. Agu nesnara nahrihnet, wakayet nahrahruthret, awithrakya, and where her tears fell upon the ground, inigit uheret, yu nhanokhutha, wakayetku, ha, wakka, ha nihahanatnaknis. A little green shoot sprang up from the ground. Isi nastakwi yura harati hauhera yutn hahutnuha. Higher and higher the green shoot grew. Hanege hataaweru rafte wahare garahre haurihye dyuyeratne. It was the smallest brother reaching for the sky. Hithraweru ithagayefriske ha'ruwehgayitke. So he could be with his brothers again. Is inastakwi yuherutne ha'atne. Sifru wakayeres yahat gatne. Higher and higher it grew until it reached the place in the sky where ha'gayitke negayitkwa. The brothers danced and the great bear was singing. Watkayit ne heratnye yigwatke watkayayithre ha negayagitkwa utnisere gayit nihaha. Welcome, dear brother, said the dancing star boys. Ha henige het tuui. To the tall pine tree, who had just come to join them. Hahatke, twen hatu neus haihre ha taaweru digarit nathui ushasnagir. The pine tree is still here, the tallest tree in the forest. Disne esquani. Agasake ha gayetke ewehru ha genige diusentre. And you can see the brothers even nowadays. Chwen nagayetkwa urihya gifhatnye ha une yufhatek ganyu ha ujihreui. Still dancing in the night sky while the great bear negayet nahrihwage hatnet. Nagayet not nit. Utkat ha adue ujihre eti things for little bears to sleep. Yutnukt, the end.
Wow, that is so beautiful. It's beyond beautiful to hear you, your gorgeous language, this sacred story, I just have been basking in what stories can do for us. They let us hear our ancestors. They let us teach our children. They teach us. They bless us. They empower us. They encourage us. They educate us. They enlighten us. And you've done all of that for us today just by joining us and blessing us this storytelling season. And so I want to close by sharing a piece that I wrote for you that appeared in Whisper and Thunder magazine last year in honor of what you are doing for the language, for your people, and for us all. The Decolonization of Dictionaries by Dr. Dawn Karima for Dwayne Brayboy, with gratitude for your Tuscarora language preservation. Courage looks like nouns and verbs, sounds like participles, and the weapon of gerunds, wielded against an horror of darkness, aimed amidst a murder of crows, who know we have our own saints, our own holy water, our own way of talking that melts on our tongues. Under the sun, we are saved.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Hanagatanure uwitita uwitakatne. Yeah, those are beautiful words.
Wow. I hope everyone, all of our friends who are listening, we have homeschoolers that listen, we have classrooms of students that listen, we have friends from all over the world, different nations. This is a wonderful season for your stories, too. The stories your family tells during holiday dinners, a chance to speak with people and take time to hear their stories of their lives, and the stories that come from your own culture as well. You know, as an Indigenous woman, people often ask me why I love Jesus and I love the Bible. And I think at the root of the my love for the Bible is really that it's stories about people just like us who just one day met God in their own way. And so as you proceed through this beautiful storytelling season, I ask each of our friends, tell your stories, learn your stories, learn your language, listen to your elders. And listen to your children. They tell some great stories. And we underestimate the truth and what our young ones can and do say. Well, beloved, once again, our lives are better just because you joined us today. Mado, thank you for that.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. It really is an honor.
All of you who listen, everyone who sponsors this show, all of our friends at this network who make it possible, everyone who does anything kind for us, you didn't have to do it, but you do. And so I hope someone's told you today, but just in case they haven't, the Creator loves you, and we do too. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we'll see you next time.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray all. They pray all. And never look back once the world forgave you. Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.